Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Angels on Air. Today is February 18th, 2015, and this episode is part of the Month of Love with the Angels. And I am your host, Nanette Ellis, with my co-host, the amazing angel lady, Reverend Nancy Sue Meyer, and our little Missy, Jamie Street. How are you ladies doing this evening?
Wonderful.
Wonderful.
Absolutely awesome. I'm hearing that this is going to be like a show in motion. There are going to be some surprises coming up that even the three of us are not aware of, and we're staying open to our angels and allowing these messages to flow through as they come. And Reverend Nancy Sue, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and how someone can get a hold of you?
Thank you. Welcome, everyone. I am Reverend Nancy Sue Meyer, and I'm a Reiki Master Teacher, an Angel Communications Master, and Angelic Life Coach through Angels Teach University with Reverend Albia. I'm a Crystal Healing Practitioner and Gem Spheres Therapist, along with Sacred Stone Crystal Grid Practitioner. I can't talk very good today. I apologize. And I'm... Angels are messing with us, okay?
Absolutely.
And I'm a certified sound healer through Tom Kenyon. And you can reach me at angellady4444@yahoo.com. And I am complete with that. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much, and thank you for being here this wonderful Wednesday afternoon for us on the West Coast and evening for those on the East Coast. Jamie, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Absolutely. My name is Jamie Street. I am an angelic life coach and minister and angel communication master. Of course, I study through Angels Teach. And I'm also an energist working with EFT and emo trance. I do a little human design, and as I was saying last week, which you don't know, Nanette, but I am following my newest passion now as a flower essence practitioner, which I absolutely, absolutely love. Ooh. And I just had to, had to giggle as none of us, it's no secret that I usually don't get my messages before the show until I'm on the show, but for you guys to not get them, and I kept hearing this is officially our Wing It Wednesday. That even though we have our topic, it's our Wing It Wednesday that we always talked about. So.
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot. I was going to say if anybody wants to find me, they can find me at angelicsoulfood.com or singletreehealing.com.
Oh, Jamie, I'm so proud, and it's so awesome that you're doing the flower essences. That is a whole field in and of itself, and it is marvelous. Congratulations for adding
to
your toolkit on healing.
Yes.
And I'm Nanette Ellis. I am a Yasui Holy Fire Karuna Master Teacher. And I have gone through the classes with Reverend Elvia on angel communication and angelic life coach, and now going through the seminary process. And I believe it is a process right now for me. And I want to thank Reverend Elvia for sponsoring our show. And you can take a look at angelsteach.com for all sorts of information that can expand your intuition. And she has classes and all kinds of wonderful information. She also has an open Angels Teach Facebook. And there is a closed Living with the Angels Facebook account that just has just wonderful, loving community of supporting I'd say Angelic Souls, because it is a pretty powerful Facebook group to belong to. Very supportive, no judgment. It's phenomenal. I can't speak enough for it and of it. And with that said, if anyone would like to reach me, you can reach me at spiritualoasiscenter.com. And with that said, Nancy Sue, would you like to do the opening blessing?
Oh, I'd be honored to that. Thank you. Okay, I ask everyone to get comfortable. Wiggle yourself into your chair, or if you're laying on the bed or sitting on the floor, get comfortable and slowly close your eyes. And I ask you to take a couple of deep breaths, breathing in the love and the light of the divine, and letting go of your day, your stresses, your tension. And now allow your memories and thoughts of the day just go. Let them gently flow into the light as you totally bring yourself within our sacred circle. Begin to focus all your awareness on your breathing, the breathing in and the breathing out, experiencing everything there is to experience with each breath. Gently bringing your attention back to your breath when you find that your mind has wandered. Now, with each inhale, picture your whole body beginning to glow with a warm golden light. And with each breath thereafter, imagine that light surrounding you, and it glows a little brighter and a little brighter with each inhale that you take. Now picture yourself fully enveloped in this warm light. The light is coming out of you and surrounding your entire body. Imagine that the light is pure love, and it is filling your heart with a greater capacity to love and be loved with each breath you take. Keep breathing in and out, and feeling your heart space expand with more and more of this loving, warm energy. This love is filling you up and changing you from the inside out. It is making you more compassionate towards yourself and others, more accepting, more at peace. As you continue to breathe and feel this expansion of infinite, unconditional love, which is who you truly are at your core, say with me these following affirmations. I love myself. I am worthy of love. My heart is big, with a huge capacity for loving others. The universe loves me totally and completely. I'm inviting more love from others and opening myself up to more love. I love others unconditionally in ways that make them feel free. I intend to have more and more experiences of giving and receiving love. I am pure love. I am pure love energy. This is who I am. And continue to bask in these loving energies as we come back to this time and space. And when you are ready, open your eyes. So be it. So be it.
Oh, that was wonderful. Just what a nice space to be in. I don't want to come out of it. What about you, Jamie?
Well, that took me a minute.
I I believe this week the angels really want to talk on love because, I mean, it's the month of February and people think about Valentine's Day and they go out of their way to do wonderful things to express their love for others. And they make it a day, you know, a special day. And what I was hearing from the archangels, especially dear Gabby, which is Gabriel, that really we should be practicing this 365 days of the year. And she was wondering why it's just one special day. Why do we as humans just make it one day and then we go back to just the regular ho-hum of our life? And I believe she wanted to point out that there are ways that we can keep this love kindled and going for our special loved one. Throughout the year, doing special things, not just on Valentine's Day. And I believe that Nancy Sue has the most amazing concept of her other half, her husband. I mean, he just delights her continuously throughout the year with amazing little things. And it really brought to mind that sometimes we get in the rut of going to work, getting up, you know, doing our meditation, going to work, the hectic of the day, the traffic, I mean, the shop, whatever. And we become mindless of love. And we as humans are really all one. We're not separate. We are all one soul. We are all a part of the spark of God. And it's really, she's doing her best to communicate through me that as a spark of God, we each have the love inside us. And if we could just practice love, like paying it forward love. And I had an example of this as I was driving back from Phoenix, and she asked me to use this as an example. I'm driving from Tucson to Las Vegas, and I'm driving, and I'm in a small town, and there's like one gas station, so, you know, you fill up. And because the weather was so nice, there were so many bugs on my windshield I could hardly see. And I go to dip the little in the water, you know, that the wipey, the wind, you know, to clean the window, and there was no water. And I went to another one, and I went to another one. There was like four stations there, and none of them had any water. And I heard from Gabriel saying, why don't you fill one of them up? You know, so I put enough water in for myself. You know, I'm human, and I cleaned mine. And as I'm cleaning mine, I heard, well, that's not right. You need to fill it up for others that come behind you. And I went to the back of my car and I found a gallon of water and I poured it in and filled it up. And I noticed people were noticing that I was, because it was a Sunday, so it's very busy. I noticed people would notice that I was cleaning my windshield, and they came over and they were dipping their windshield wiper cleaner. I can't think of the word for it right now, into the bucket of water. And it was just, it felt good. I felt that love. I would like to ask others if they have any on chat or on the phone line, if they have any experiences of that they can be, you know, they would like to share, or Nancy Sue or Jamie. I mean, it's using the word pay it forward might not be the best example, because sometimes that gets misused or overused. But as we go through our day, what little bit can we do that can make a difference in somebody else's day? I mean, what Gabby told me was that had I not put water in, maybe someone wasn't able to clean their windshield and wasn't able to see clearly, and something could have happened. And I never even thought of that. I was thinking of me and needing to get my windshield cleaned. So it really, you know, took me back, because that was not even a thought I had, and you know, until afterwards when I was on the road. Nancy, so or Jamie, do you have any instances that you can think of, or any love moments that we can create for others that are just easy, you know? One, you know, just smiling at people at the store, or, you know, giving someone a hug. Nancy Sue, do you have anything that you can, well, you do have your awesome husband, Randy, and I'm sure you can. I mean, he's amazing.
Well, you know, Nanette and Jamie and the audience, as I grew up, I found that what made me happy made others happy. And so from the youngest age I can remember, I always, no matter where I was, I always acknowledged people and greeted them. I always looked in their eyes and said, good morning, how are you, or good evening, or hi, how is your day going? And, you know, the same way with cashiers, you know, at the bank, at the grocery store, people have a hard time stopping and noticing and realizing that even though you're in a stressful moment or just have somebody chew you out, you can become happy again with just a smile or just an acknowledgement. And so as I grew up, the more and more I said hi to people, I started to see more, now that I'm older and I understand what I was looking at, I started to see more joy in people's faces, and I started feeling something that felt even better than I've ever felt before. And what I was doing is I was seeing their auras and didn't really exactly know that's what it was. Mm-hmm. And I was feeling their joy, their happiness, or just that, oh, she said hi to me. She looked at me. It fills people up. And even when they're angry, because I can remember not too long ago, I went into a store, and we had a very angry cashier. She was just bringing up our groceries and slamming them in our bags and blah, blah, blah. And I looked at her, and I said, is there anything I can help you with? Is there anything I can do that will make you happy? And she stopped what she was doing. She looked up at me, and she started crying. Mm. And luckily, she wasn't busy. It was just me and mine, and there was a bunch of other people that were being taken care of, other registers. And she looked at me, and she says, thank you. Thank you. And I looked at her, and I said, do you need a hug? She says, oh, I might get in trouble. And I said, no, you won't. You won't. So we met halfway, and I gave her a hug, and I said, just feel my love fill you. Feel the divine love fill you. She went back, and she continued bringing things up and putting them in the bag, and she looked up at me before we left, and she says, you know, you filled me with love. I don't know how to explain it, ma'am, but you filled me with love. And that man that just yelled at me, two people away, she says, you just changed that, and I feel so much better. Now, some people, when you walk up to a register, I've seen them there, they're angry, so they pass it on to the cash register, and then the cashier passes it on. And with just one simple or smile or, how are you doing today? It changes their attitude almost in a heartbeat. And it amazes me, the more and more I do that, the better and lighter and happier people are. I shouldn't say better, because it's not that they're better, but they change their attitude. And that's just, if I can do something that simple, or hold up or open a door for somebody if my husband's not with me, because he's the first one that'll grab the door, you know, it just, it is so easy to do. And it's me with so much joy that I can help bring somebody else to a different level of being. And the more and more we all can do this, can you imagine? You know, I always say that I want to see heaven on earth. Can you imagine us creating heaven on earth and having everybody be so happy, so in love, so happy with themselves? Not just the world, but with themselves. Wouldn't that be amazing?
Oh, I just love it. I mean, what a wonderful example. And if we all, you know, and our listeners and people on chat and the ones who listen to the replay, it's like a snowball effect. If we all do this on a regular basis, 24/7, just think that we can make a change. It's like that butterfly effect. We can make a change in our whole society that has so much negativity on the TV and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, how that is multiplying and snowballing. We can create that opposite effect that Mother Earth is begging us to do, because she needs us to all flow with love. Or, you know, she's going to just shake her shoulders and we'll be gone, is what I'm hearing. Jamie, do you have an example that you would like to share with others?
Yeah, and first I just wanted to, Jules 33 in chat was saying, that's beautiful. Sometimes people express anger when they're at the end of their rope and don't know how to deal with it. And then she said, you're leading by example. Be the peace, love, and joy you want to see in the world. You go, girl. And I love that. And, it's so true. When people are, you know, angry, I tend to, not anymore. I mean, before I was a little pistol, and I'd be like, well, you know, screw you too, whatever. But now I just really, you know, stop and just, you know, pause and go in my heart center. And even though they may not be aware, I just, you know, really reach in and just send out, you know, loving energy and loving thoughts to them and say a silent prayer that, you know, they can find and get back into their place and space of peace and joy. And I was going to say something, and bear with me because I totally lost it. And I was going to say, too, that's what it was, when you had mentioned, and that just smiling. We crack up because Tim always makes fun of me, my husband, for those of you that don't know. When we go to the store, it's like I just talk to everybody. And mm-hmm. I don't know if it's the energy I'm putting out or what, but people, like, tend to, not, like, look at me, but they just always, you know, they tend to look, and I just always, I'm like that person, I wave to everybody. Half the time, they're not even looking at me. And I just wave, cards go by, I'm in the store, I just wave and say hi and smile. And, you know, sometimes people look at me like I'm just downright crazy. But I figure they're just trying to figure out who I am. And others just wave back. And, you know, even Cadence will be like, Mom, who's that? And I'm like, I don't know. But I think, you know, sometimes just doing that, like, not... When has, you know, a society that we become so afraid to smile and wave? And, you know, I just grew up, you know, yes, ma'am, no, sir, the nice way, you know, in respect, not out of fear, or like this is how you speak and this is how you talk, but we just always, we acknowledge everyone. And one thing I love about my mom was, you know, it was never any discrimination on the fact that if somebody had a lot of money, you weren't nicer to them than the poor people. It's just, you know, you treat everybody the way you want to be treated, and you love everybody the same. And I mean, I personally, I'm just so in the concept, I'm in love with love. I think love is awesome. And however, I am human. And today I was in a chat for a
thing I'm volunteering for. And someone was like, you know, and all of these big cats, one of the members in the chat writes, well, what was it? It was like mass casualty level 5 at this like in a town in a store. And, you know, to me, when I hear that, I'm like, oh, my God, you know, there's all these dead people. And it freaked me out because it's a store that I know my family, some of my family go to because they live right in that area. And it's, you know, it's very rural. So it's like the only store. And I turned around and, like, I got, and then I was like, wait, you know, and then he's like changing, the, you know, just talking, oh, they think it's a chemical spill. And I'm like, wait a minute, what about the casualties? Like, I started freaking out because I'm thinking about my family. Well, come to find out, I mean, thankfully, don't get me wrong, thankfully, it was not mass casualties. Nobody was dead. They think some refrigerant coolant got leaked and it made a couple of people nauseous. And I understand what the, you know, sadly, the way the world is today, that, you know, you kind of can't help but think terrorist or something like that. So anyway, by the end of it, you know, oh, my gosh, I'm not even going to lie. I was so livid because I'm like, you know, out of that place of fear came anger because I'm like freaking out, like, oh, my God, my family, what if they happen to be there? And, you know, of course, I went right the worst case. And, you know, the opposite of love is fear. And I totally, you know, I went there. I went into that space and place of fear. And, I mean, I was so angry. And Tim's like, what is wrong with you? Because, of course, I'm on my phone and my fingers and my thumbs are just, you know, no surprise I didn't break my screen because I'm like, and I told him, I was like, I can't believe this. Why do you even mess with somebody like that? Yeah, da, da, da. And I, like, went on this little tirade. And then even my son is like, Mom, can you stop cussing? That's potty mouth. And I was like, yeah, sorry. And I stopped and I'm like, Jamie. And I just, and then it was like, okay, what can I do to calm, first of all, calm myself down and get back in the space of love and out of fear and anger and rage. And so I did. I just stopped and I prayed for him and I prayed for myself and I sent myself love and I sent him love. And now I can, like, tell this laughing at myself. But, yeah, it was just, you know, taking a moment to just breathe even, I think, can help send out love because you're taking that moment to not do as I did, and, you know, get angry and in this, you know, space of fear and just anger, where if we can just stop, you know, get all the information, because we all are different. We all, you know, send and receive information differently, and some people do just spit stuff out before they get the whole story. So if we just can, you know, allow people to just, you know, finish what they're saying before we respond. Because just in this situation, you have somebody that's like, not intentionally, but throughout all this fear, and I'm responding in fear by not letting him finish. And he, you know, didn't let the report finish before he could say, oh, okay, that, you know, this happened. So anyway, and amongst all of that, just, you know, really just stopping when you do feel anything that is not love overcome you with somebody else. If you can really just work on taking that moment to pause and just breathe and allow anything uncomfortable that you might be feeling or anything that's not of light and love to just kind of pass through you. So then you can, you know, in turn, you know, just breathe in fresh love. And you're able to kind of bring it through and send it back out from your heart to theirs. And, you know, I just find that that in and of itself can be a big thing because it's, I felt really good once I did that. And, of course, Tim making fun of me, but, you know. But, yeah, so.
That's an awesome example. I just totally love it. Have you asked anybody on chat if they have an example they would like to share?
I'm waiting to see. I was reading. Jules had.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Jules had wrote some words. She said, "The only person you can change is you, and you're being an example and the permission for others to as well."
a fellow human being. That was a joke.
Human being,
B-E-A-N, and said it's a joke human being. I love it. I love your energy, Jules. Yeah, she said she was being chatty. She should change her name to Chatty Cathy, but I love it. I love it. Just very good energy. And I love that Jules is writing in this pretty, just this nice, pretty pink font. I was calling her the lady in pink tonight. Yeah, so Jules, if you have anything, you know, else you want to add, feel free. And we also have another chatter joined us. So again, any chatters, feel free to share what it is that you do for love. And if I can add one more thing that the angels are nagging me, and I'll keep this one short, guys. Don't worry, I didn't go on any rants on this one. But also, giving because you want to, not giving to expect something in return. I saw a post on Facebook today, and, you know, it was like, I'm done helping people. I'm only, you know, sticking to my family. And I, you know, I actually commented, which I usually don't, because, you know, I don't try to go preaching to anyone. But I was like, you know, you need to set boundaries, and you have to give and be in a space of not expecting anything in return when you give, because if that person isn't the type that's going to give back, then this is what you end up with. So it was just a nice reminder to just give to give. Give because you want to, give because you can. Don't give, you know, give from love. Don't give from a place of a return expectation, because that can cause a lot of friction.
That's really
and
good
now I'm
info.
Complete.
Yeah, that is really good info, because you should do things out of love without expecting anything in return. I mean, that's the total place of love, because you're giving because, you know, you're in that spot of love. And it's amazing how when you do give in that manner and do not expect anything in return, that it opens up the door for manifestation, you know, in the universe to occur, and wonderful things do automatically happen in your life. It's the ebb and flow. It's so the nature of the universe. But if you're doing it out of doing it because you're expecting something, well, the universe knows that too. And you know, I totally believe that. So with that said, are there any callers on the line that maybe have something that they would like to share? I keep hearing there are family members that have crossed that want to speak, and I don't know why, but that's just the message I'm getting. And with
that would explain why mom showed up.
And my mother showed up. It was her anniversary, 15 years yesterday. And she showed up over this past weekend. And it was just, I guess, and I'm human, my heart was a little blocked for quite a long time. And I realized it was because I was blocked from pain of her her exit, that I was not allowing her to love me or in, and now I feel her just kind of snuggling me, and I'm, you know, going, this is so nice, how wonderful. And
you know what else is even better? Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I thought you were done,
but
you're going to crack up when I tell you this. I'm kidding not. We have a new chatter, or a chatter that I don't recall ever seeing their name, and I kid you not, their name is A Mother's Love is Forever.
There are no coincidences. That is beautiful.
Yeah, and we do. I'm going to go down. I'm going to go to area code 360. Hello, 360. Are you there?
Hi.
Hi,
my name's Lori.
My name's Lori. How are you?
Hi. I'm okay. I was just wondering if the angels might have a message for me, though.
Do you have a question that you would like to ask the angels in specific, or you just want
I'd like to know how my son's doing, if they have any information.
Okay, and what's the age of your son?
28.
Have you seen him recently? These are questions the angels are asking me. I'm sorry.
No.
Have you seen your son recently?
No, I haven't.
Have you heard from him?
No.
Okay. How long has it been?
Years.
Approximately?
9 years.
Okay, and for some reason I'm asked to ask your location. Can you tell me the town or the state that you're in?
Washington State.
Okay. Do not ask me why I'm asking these questions, but I'm just guided to do so.
Mm-hmm.
And ladies, if you have some information for her, go ahead and step forward.
I just closed my app. So if Nancy feels she gets something, feel free to jump in. I'm using my app card or my card deck on my app, and I accidentally closed it.
Right at the moment, I'm not getting anything, and the cards are not coming to me. So I'll jump in if you're not jumping in, okay, Jamie?
All right. I know.
And I've got to tell you, Lori, I personally have a situation with my son who happens to be the same age, 28. So it just kind of took me back a little bit. So I will close in on this and focus.
I was going to say, bear with our silence a minute, Lori. It's nothing bad. We're all just... I was thinking, as you were explaining your situation, I was thinking of Nanette, so I got very, very synchronistic there.
I'm actually not even able to pull a card yet. I am so sorry, Lori.
Okay.
Yeah, Ned, I'm feeling this one's you, honey. I'm not trying to put you on the spot, but I've never not got nothing, and I honestly have nothing. And please don't take that as a bad thing, Lori. That just means that me and Nancy Sue are not to give the message, if that's all that is, but Nanette is the one to do it. Just don't take that as a negative or an oh my God. It's like,
right.
And I pulled a card from the Magical Mermaids and Dolphins deck.
Oh, that's okay.
And because I know a mother's love for her child, and I apologize. I'm getting a little emotional here. Not bad. You know, it's just that I feel for you.
Yeah.
And what I have... pulled is ready, set, go. And I see this big whale. It dove out of the water and it's going back in, and on its back is a mermaid. And that mermaid is you. And down underneath the water is, it looks like a dolphin, and it is your son. And water a lot of times represents emotions. And in the horizon, there is beautiful yellow clouds, and there's pink. And there is a lot of, they're showing a background of a green mountains, which green is telling me there's healing. But he is not, he's in a position where he's not diving down deeper, but yet he's not rising to the surface yet.
Mm-hmm.
But he's like in a status quo is what I'm hearing. And I'm just asking for guidance here.
Okay.
I'm hearing he's not ready yet to reach out to you.
Mm-hmm.
And it may be possible because of some choices that he's made in his life. But what I heard immediately when you were asking the question is to pray morning, noon, and night for him to contact you. And I am hearing a strong yes that he will be in touch with you without a doubt and in the very near future. I'm hearing that like the angels are in the background with their pom-poms, you know, cheering. So that is my strong yes. And the mermaid being you with the on the back of the whale means the strength. The whale is the strength that you've had, and you're holding on to his fin that you have not given up on your son. And your love for him hasn't wavered.
Right.
But for whatever reason, he doesn't realize that. You know what I'm saying? But I'm hearing that you, with prayer, I'm hearing that it will almost like telecommunicate to him to have him get in touch with you. And I am sure you've been praying and but it's almost like you're holding on and your hands are at the top of the whale's fin. It's almost like you're ready to give up. I'm hearing do not give up. Keep praying. Guide him home. Guide him to contact you. And
okay.
he will contact you. And I am complete.
Thank you. Okay, Laurie. Stay on, Laurie. Now we got our messages, but Nancy C is going to go first.
Laurie, as Nanette was talking to you, I have decks that are on my desk, and one actually fell down, which I wasn't even being drawn to this one, so I went ahead and pulled it, cards fell out. One particular is for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I pulled from the Energy Oracle card. And the card I pulled, patience. Peaceful presence, letting go of desperation. And as I look at this card, it's this beautiful angel holding a clock in the stillness of winter.
Mm-hmm.
Her quiet, peaceful energy is telling you that it's to release the old urgency, and to look at things with a much clearer perspective. And I'm hearing that it's time for you to relax and just let go of this constant single-minded desperation, because I feel that too, and I've had that with my children that's been driving you forward. You want to just release it and give it to God. Don't try to force your will on any one option.
Okay.
And when you personally think there's only one solution to satisfy or make you happy, and I'm hearing it's really to make you happy and set whole again, that he contact you.
Yeah.
Let go of the anxiety, honey, and be flexible. Be patient, open, and creative. And Lori, choose to be peaceful in the present. And the universe has many more things going on behind the scenes So quiet your mind and let things come through. And as I was looking at this card and reading that, he will be contacting you. And I personally, through the feelings that I'm getting with your connection, I feel like he's okay.
Okay.
And it's kind of like in his time, but not only is it in his time, it's in divine timing, Lori. So whatever reason the universe has made the situation happen, there's a reason behind it, and there's a gift behind it once you see it. So keep doing what Nanette said. Keep them in your prayers, and we'll put them in our prayers. And see them in the light and the love of the divine. And allow that to not only fill your heart and your being, tap on to him. All you got to do is do it mentally, just thinking about him. Open your heart and flow that love to him. And I have a feeling you're going to be calling us back with some very happy, happy, happy news. I am complete.
Oh, that'd be great.
That'd be great, yeah.
Thank you.
And I just wanted to add in, Lori, too. Oh, sorry, I was having another call come in, which was really weird, but I'm getting all kinds of confirmation beeps. But I also pulled a card, and it's so beautiful and fitting. It's a woman, and there's a tree on her back. And what I love about this tree is it has extremely strong and defined roots. And what's happening with this tree is from the past position of the card moving forward and really soaring forward are all these white doves. And as they come forward, there's all this, like, color blue pushing. It's like it's being pushed out. And what I'm feeling right now is that he is, you know, it's like it's the motion of him coming forward in that blue. The blue is all that, just the emotional and the energy. So it's like I'm hearing he's pecking at it. So absolutely, you know, continue the prayers, and I want you to feel into it. And again, but feel into it, not out of desperation. I want you to just, when you pray, open up that heart and just feel the miracle of him when he comes back. And I want you to stay in that feeling of how amazing it's going to feel when you get that call or he shows up at the door. And I do too. I just want to, you know, emphasize as well, I do feel that he's okay. I also just feel like he may be feeling some, what I feel is there was some guilt over some past decisions, and it's almost as though right now he's making himself a better man to come back to you as. You know, to say, you know, hey, Mom, I screwed up, but here I am now. I feel like there's a little guilt on his end, and now he's you know, quote-unquote, making a man of himself and getting himself straightened out. So when he comes back, he there won't be any that shame. I'm hearing like there's like a shame or something he might be feeling, like he's not good enough to come back. So as you do pray and everything, you know, too, just feel into that, you know, letting him know that he is enough, he is perfect as he is. But I just it's going to be good. It will. Just, you know, keep the faith and just, you know, trust and know all is well.
Oh, thank you.
You're so welcome. And do call back. And, again, we'll keep them and you in our prayers. And if you just need any help along the way, we're here.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Have a good night.
Thank you. You too.
Right.
I'll talk to you again soon.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bless
right. And in chat. Yes. In chat, we have Jules had asked before, and let me pull it back up. Okay, she has a, wait a minute, Jules, I lost your words here, darling. I'm going to scroll up while we centered here. Oh, it disappeared. Okay, but it was she's going for a divorce mediation on March 2nd, and she was just wondering what the angels had to say about it and any possible outcomes in regards to finances if they will, and just overall as well.
Okay.
This is Nancy. And
well, hello, Nancy.
I'm multitasking here. I'm trying to listen to what I'm hearing and trying to say, I'm ready. And this is for Jules, right?
Yeah, for Jules.
Okay. I was guided to draw the Angel's Answer card deck by Doreen Virtue. And I pulled the card, Big Happy Changes. And when I've actually been guided to read from the book, so I'm going to just do what I'm being guided to do. Big positive changes are coming into your life. You may find yourself on a new career path, entering a new relationship, or moving to a new home. Embrace these exciting events knowing that your angels will be beside you all the way. What you are asking about may require you to take leaps of faith that seem frightening or beyond your ability. Trust that the opportunities before you are meant to bring you happiness. These options would not have presented themselves unless you were ready for them. Release your fears and follow your heart. And when I look at the card, Jules, this is the beautiful, beautiful angel that is standing in the middle of this. She's totally encirculated by this beautiful, beautiful aura of the rainbow colors. And above her head is this bright, brilliant, I'm hearing it's a shining star, even though it looks like the sun. It's a shining star. And you're going to come out of this like a, I'm hearing, like a, to stress you, shining star. You are going to be so happy. You're going to be filled with bliss beyond bliss. And I hear very good positive changes are in your life in advance because of this step that you took. And with that, I am complete.
And I am going to jump right in behind that, Jules. And I pulled the I Love It. I pulled the New Beginnings card from the Spirit Messages deck, and it says, everything life is constantly vibrating and moving and therefore continually changing and evolving. Be aware that a new beginning is on the horizon. Have courage and faith because right now life is trying to nudge you forward and move you in a new direction. And I don't think we can get much newer than what you're about to finalize so you can move forward. But in that, this card is just awesome. It's really, it's just very bright, blah, blah, vibrant colors, lots of yellow and lots of green, which is very, you know, to me, just very high energy and the tones that they are and very just abundant and joy-filled. And there's two hands, and towards the front of the card, it's kind of like some old oak leaves that have, they're brown, and it's like they've died and don't take that as a negative, Jules. Bear with me here, honey. But, you know, but it's like the shedding of the leaves. And in the hands, the hands are holding a new acorn. And I'm hearing that's your abundance, that you're knowing that once you come out of this, you know, mediation and whatnot, that, you know, you're going to have all that you need to plant, you know, this mighty oak. And I mean, oaks are such amazing trees. They're so wise and so strong. And, you know, they grow from this little nut that, you know, it just amazes me. So, yeah, just know truly all good things are on the horizon and you will be given all that you need. And, yeah, really, really enjoy it. It's going to be fun times. It's going to be fun times. It's just a change of seasons right now. Nanette, do you have anything to add?
Yes, I do. From the Magical Mermaids and Dolphins deck, the card I pulled was Worthiness. And they're asking me to read the words to you, Jules. Know that you deserve to receive good in all ways. You deserve. And there must be a part of you that think that maybe part of you does not deserve what you're entitled to, what is meant for you. So be open to deserving, because you are deserving. It is meant for you. And I'm just hearing to pray in that fashion. And I am complete.
Wonderful. All right. And we have, do we have time for one more? So I'm going to go to area code 260. Hello, are you there?
Yes. Hi. How are you?
Good. Hi. Who are we speaking to?
This is Trina Howard, and I'm calling from Indiana.
Hi, Trina. How are you, darling?
I'm doing great, thanks. How are y'all?
Good. We're good.
That's good.
Got another country
I'm
girl, y'all.
Over. Yeah, I am.
Yeah,
I so am.
I love it. Did you have
me too.
Question tonight?
Yes, I do. My boyfriend and I have been talking about getting married. And I was kind of wondering if y'all could tell me when he might be proposing.
What I'm hearing is a giggle from the angel saying, well, that will take the surprise out of it. They're just giggling that be patient, it's coming, but for us to tell you when, that's part of the fun of it, the mystery of it, a part of the romance of it, I'm hearing. And ladies,
yeah, and
if
I,
you have
I
anything
just,
else to add, that's what I heard immediately. They were giggling.
Yeah, I had to giggle. Yeah, I am too, because absolutely he is going to propose. And the card I have is actually, it's called Give Back, but I'm not really drawn to many of the words, but just the feel. But in the picture itself, there's a woman's hand over top of a man's hand, and they're holding a beautiful white rose. And the words I keep being drawn to on the card say, today is the day to cast aside normal routine. And when I read that, I get so filled with joy, because this is going to be such a surprise for you, and it's not going to be the norm, and it's definitely going to be memorable. I'm hearing memorable, magical, and just fun. So all I can tell you is prepare to be surprised, but there's no doubt it absolutely will happen. And I'm almost feeling like he's kind of ornery. Like, he would probably do it tonight, but he almost like he's razzing you. Like, he's going to make it fun, though. But
yeah, he's
ornery. On that. But, let's see. But, yeah, I feel really good about it. So, it's going to be one to remember, that's for sure. Nancy Sue, do you have anything to add?
I do. I'm just going to layer on what you and Nanette said. The answer is yes, it's coming, but it's going to be in a way that you can never imagine. So I'm kind of curious when and where he is going to do this. I mean, for all I know, in fact, it's kind of funny, but I'm actually seeing a parachute. So I don't know if you're going to be in a parachute ride, if you guys are going to parachute together and come on down. I don't know, but I'm hearing that.
Oh, my gosh.
It's going to amaze you and surprise you.
He did say something about skydiving.
Love it.
But I don't skydive. I'm afraid of it. I'm terrified. I'm scared to death of heights. So I told him, I said, you go ahead, I'll videotape it, and you go ahead, and I'll videotape you skydiving out of the plane. He said, okay. Excuse me. So we'll see about that.
I love it.
Yeah. So we'll see about that one.
Yeah, you have to let us know what it is, babe. You have to let us know.
Oh, I will. I definitely will. I hate to ask, but is there any messages from anybody on the other side for me?
They're tuning in. You know what, Nanette? Maybe that's our little Missy. Did anybody call you little Missy?
No mystery.
Yeah, little Missy. We were, before we got on the call, my mom had popped in and she had ended up calling me little Missy, which my mom used to call me, but it's kind of a little country thing, so I wasn't sure if somebody else called you that too or not.
Mm-mm. No, uh-uh.
No. That's just my mama then.
Yeah.
All I can say is I'm seeing roses. What has to do with roses, or who has to do with roses?
Me. I love roses.
Okay, someone
my grandma
is trying to give you roses.
Has roses.
Okay, has
roses?
She transitioned?
Yes.
Okay. Because somebody is trying to give you roses. I got the tingles. It is your grandma. She's trying to give you roses right now. So that's the way that she came through, that you would understand that it was her. So feel her love and her hugs. She loves you.
Okay,
and I'm hearing that she is kind of like I'm feeling my right side. It's like she likes to hang out with you.
Mm-hmm.
So allow yourself to be aware, whether it be a smell or a sound or a taste. I mean, there's some way that she wants to really be able to communicate with you more. I was able to see roses, you know, and that was her way of, you know, opening the door to you. Okay, she's saying that's opening the door to you. She would like to have dialogue with you more often. The veil is very thin between us and them, and if you allow yourself, open your heart to receive, she will find ways to let you know she's around.
Okay.
Yeah.
I definitely will do that. I definitely will do that.
You must have been why the show was put together tonight, because I heard there was a message for someone from the other side that wanted to come through. So that's just beautiful.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for calling in.
Well, thank you. Well, you're very welcome. Thank you.
She was determined. She was going to get through to you.
That's my grandma. She has her ways of getting through to me, one way or the other. She has her ways. God love her. She's pretty good. She's pretty persistent. Yeah, she's pretty persistent.
I do.
But I've been kind of closed off here lately, but. I will. I'm usually pretty open, but I'll open myself back up.
Well, that's what she said, something about the door, opening the door. So maybe you closed
the
door for a while. Yeah, like opening the door,
yeah,
let her in.
I did.
Mm-hmm.
I will. I'll open the door back up. And, Yeah, let her back in. So, well, thank you, ladies. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
And I will let y'all know what happened.
Oh, please do.
Yes.
That's great.
Yes.
I will.
Thank
I'm you. Curious now. Yeah. Y'all got my curiosity piqued. but as soon as I find out, I'll be giving y'all a call.
Oh, please let us know. Thank you.
I would have a great
well, thank
night.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
You too. Y'all do too. Have a good week. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
All right.
And Jamie, would you like to do the closing blessing this evening?
Absolutely. So as everybody can, just get comfortable. Close your eyes if you feel guided. And we're just going to just take a nice, nice deep breath in and just hold it a moment before letting it out. And as we do, and we just kind of get more relaxed, just coming into this beautiful space, giving thanks for the wonderful messages we were able to share tonight, and just really taking a moment to just pause and know that this energy, this love, our prayers are with you, not just at this moment, but continually going forward. And all you have to do is just tap into this energy that you're feeling right now anytime you need be, and it is here, and it is all for you. And just really also taking a moment to just think about how it is that you can pay it forward with love as you go on about the week. You know, just that smile, that wave, even just a nice little head nod, you know, how you can send love out into the world and truly from your own place of love. Just sitting in that feeling of love for a moment, really, really breathe it in. Hold it a moment. Allowing it to fill all of your body. And exhaling. Allowing that love to just flow in, through, and out. And one more deep breath in and out. And as you're ready, you may open your eyes or just start to come back into this place and space, and we just wish you all a great night and a wonderful rest of the week, and until next week.
Well, thank you, Jamie. That was marvelous.
Mm-hmm.
Blessings to everyone. Much love, and keep the love rolling all year through, and good night to all.
Good night, everyone.